Thou madest him to have dominion. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Thou hast put all things under his feet. These verses from Psalm 8 help us to regain a right relationship with creation and our place in the universe. Outside a biblical understanding, our relationship with nature and the planet can become disordered. In an ex-Christian world, it's not as if another religion won't rush in to fill the void. Some call our current culture neo-pagan or neo-barbarian, and that's a discussion we don't have time for here. But what we can say is that elements of ancient primal religions have returned. We can see evidence of this in the way non-believers view their place in the cosmos. In large part, they have reverted to views that echo ancient primal religions. For example, they see themselves in an impersonal universe, but a universe that has intentions for them, and those intentions are not good. In those ancient religions, the gods were angry, and that anger had to be placated in some way to avoid some future calamity. Some sort of sacrifice had to be made in order to avoid the anger of capricious and powerful gods. We can see echoes of this in our time as we contemplate radical changes to our way of life to stave off a future environmental catastrophe. It should be said that most folks making the case for this are likely well-intentioned and sincere, but it also shows how a departure from a biblical understanding can quickly get us on the wrong track. The discussion around the issue seems more like a religious dispute than a reasonable scientific search for truth. Those that challenge the consensus view, even super smart people such as Nobel laureate John Clauser or Richard Lindzen, professor emeritus at MIT, are largely shunned like heretics of old. The consensus view is taken on faith, like an article of religion. At the extreme end of the environmental movement, there is even the dark idea that man is a disease on the planet, and if there were a widespread loss of human life, that would be a good thing. These are extreme views, but they are there. The book Homo Ecophagus by Warren M. Hearn is a typical example. What a contrast to the words we read in Psalm 8. The Christian view is exactly opposite. The earth is made for us, and we have dominion over it. Of course, that also means we must be good stewards, and to mistreat the earth is a serious sin. Like the servant who has been given dominion over the talents while his master is away, we are given dominion over the earth. Not only dominion, but we are to flourish, be fruitful, and multiply. Viewing the planet as a gift from God, wherein we have dominion, is a refreshingly positive, life-affirming view that is in serious contrast to our modern, actually ancient, pagan idea that the planet is a fragile and scary place that we are ruining and where we don't belong.